Good morning, and welcome to worship on this joyful Christmas Eve. It's not every year we get to begin our Christmas Eve in worship on a Sunday morning, but since Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, here we are. It's wonderful to have each and every one of you joining us in the beauty of this space, on the beauty of this day, in a spirit of worship this morning. It is no small thing that you have decided to spend your Christmas Eve morning here with us in worship. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who might be joining us for the first time here at St. John's, or the first time in a long time. Of course, each and every one of you is welcome in this place. I do want to remind you, everything you need for the service is in your bulletins, including hymns and scriptures, so you just need to follow along, very user-friendly. But of course, the most important thing for each and every one of you to know, whether visitor or not, is that no matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. We're going to suspend the long list of announcements for today because it's a joyful, special day. It's a holiday, so we're just going to set those aside. There are a few reminders in your bulletin with regards to the last day to get your offering in so that it counts for this year. I'll leave that to your reading. Another reminder for those who are taking the poinsettias to our homebound members, there are cards from the stampers to include with that, whether you grab one from other parts of the church after this service or you come back later in the week. There's a basket of cards and they're beautiful, so you should definitely remember to grab one of those. All right. As always, I think the best way to enter into worship, even on a special day like this, perhaps even more so on a special day like this, is with a deep breath. So I'm going to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath as we breathe in God's Spirit that surely fills this place and fills each one of us. As we exhale, we set aside all the many things that I know are busying your hearts and your minds on a day like today, so that we can be fully present as we focus our hearts and minds and lift our voices to worship our newborn King.
Thank you.
Please be seated. I often hear people say, "How did it get to be Christmas?" referring to how quickly time passes leading up to the holidays. But in terms of our Advent journey, however, how it got to be Christmas is by way of love, hope, joy, and as of today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, peace. Each Sunday, we lit a candle as a reminder that the light that we seek in a world of darkness and unknown was indeed coming closer and closer as the birth of Christ approached. If you remember way back, we lit the candle of love, reminding us that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not even a difficult lighter. We lit the candle of hope, reminding us that the world is in need of healing and wholeness. We lit the candle of joy, reminding us that it is deeper and fuller than happiness. Joy is an awareness that we are being held by our Creator and everything's going to be okay. And today, we light the candle of peace, and we are reminded that peace is a gift from God. It starts within and spreads through acts of care, compassion, and kindness. All of these candles are lit again on this day of Christ's birth, and we remember our long journey to the manger, giving thanks that Christ has given us all that we need. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Of course, no candle burns all year long, but long after this Advent candle has been blown out and all the Christmas lights find their way safely back to the corner of the basement, the light of Christ will still be shining, and it will still need sharing, and it will be our lives, our actions, our way of being, our hearts that will be that light. The light that this world and all who abide in it desperately needs. Now, since this is the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve combined in one, it's kind of a silly year where those two things fall on the same Sunday. We want to give peace its moment to shine, literally. So we will wait just a moment to light the Christ candle while the gospel is being read, inviting the light of the newborn King into our midst and into our hearts. But something to ponder throughout this service and this day, something to reflect on, no pun intended, is how will you let your heart be the light of Christ in the year ahead? How will you, what you say, what you do, the spirit with which you do it, how will you illuminate, shine the loving, hopeful, joyous, peace-filled light of Christ? Amen.